Hello, and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast, the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us. Today, we have a great guest on, a very hilarious comedian. He also has a really funny podcast called Forgive Us, Nathan Hare. He's also like really funny on like Twitter and TikTok. You should follow him. He's so good. We talk about... What do we talk about? We just recorded. We get into like Fall Out Boy and being in like elementary school bands, being in a band. We talk about first jobs. We talk about movies, going to the movies, sneaking snacks into the movies. It's a good one. So I hope you enjoy wherever you're listening to or if you're watching. And also just want to quickly say the Just for Last Vancouver show, Comedy Bucket, is coming up May 27th at 9:30 at the Motton. So you can get tickets. The link is in my Instagram bio, or like it's a JFL Vancouver. You can search Comedy Bucket. It's going to be super fun. We just announced the lineup. We got Sophie Buttle, Marito Lopez, Aaron Reed, Yumi Nagashima, Danica Tebow, and I'm missing someone. I'm going to feel so bad. Yumi, Sophie, Danica, Randy. Well, Randy's hosting it with me. Anyways, they were all past podcast guests. Oh, Jane Stanton. How could I forget? Anyways, it's going to be a really fun show. So get your tickets and all that good stuff. And anyways, I hope you enjoy the episode. You know, it's a new setup every time we do this. We rearrange my apartment.
It's looking good in here. Yeah, did you move in here?
I moved in February.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's been nice. No roommates. Do you have roommates now?
Well, I moved in with my partner.
Oh.
My girlfriend.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Have you met Hannah?
I don't think I have.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Was she good?
Good. I'm glad you haven't met her. And you never will meet her. No, okay. I'm kidding.
Was she at your show the other day?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I think maybe I met her briefly. I don't know. Cool.
Yeah, we moved in. Well, it's funny actually, because last night it was like, so I did a show and I got to bed at a reasonable hour, but she went out with her friends. Yeah. And then it was like, I remember how my mom felt when, you know, did your mom ever like, or your parents or whoever, like when you went out and they'd be like, I just can't sleep because like you're not home and I'm wondering when you're going to come home. And it was like, I had that. And I was like, oh, I finally understood how my mom felt when I was out late. And I was like, I'll be home whenever. And like, so then I fell asleep and then. She woke me up, or like didn't wake me up, but like
yeah.
Got home at like 3 a.m. and I was like, helped her take her contacts out and stuff. But I was like, yeah. So I was like, I kind of feel like I went out myself because I was like just up late, but
right.
I had a very reasonable sleep.
That's so Should've. Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, have you ever lived with like a partner before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time. Yeah.
It's like cool. It's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, cause having a roommate, it's very different.
Yes. You're typically not sleeping in the same bed as your roommate. Well, depending on your situation, you could be.
You could be. I actually know somebody who does that.
Okay.
You know, they're like really close friends. I think they're like childhood friends and they're like moved to the city together and they're going to save money. And I'm like, I still could not do that.
Yeah, that would be, I mean, yeah, if it works for you, I say it gets the Nathan stamp of approval.
Nice.
I'm not going to judge, but personally for me, okay. I probably wouldn't do it with any previous roommate I had.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great to not to be able to like, or just, it's so nice to be like, oh, I'll just see you at home.
Yeah.
You know, before you'd be like, oh, when are we hanging out?
Yeah. Or like, do you like cook meals together?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can like call them and be like, what do we need anything on the way home?
Yes.
Like I know some people do that with their roommates. They kind of like share groceries. I've never done that, but like I did live with like a boyfriend once and it was It was nice. I liked doing that.
Yeah. Can you get me some Snickers bars? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Get the ice cream that I like.
Yeah. 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 Hannah's just graduated culinary school, so she's very into cooking. Oh. And it's very intimidating cooking for her. And I do my best to help. I'm very much like, I'll do all the dishes, I promise. Because I don't want to like be like, you're cooking for me. But she's also super not picky in terms of like, she likes every type of food, but is like picky in terms of like quality.
Oh.
If that makes sense. Like, yes. If I'm like cooking for her, she's like, you're holding the knife wrong.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, sorry, that's boss.
Yes, chef.
Yes, chef. Please don't fire me.
Oh my God. I had a boss at work. I know we're not talking about pop culture, but that's fine.
We'll get to it.
Yeah, we will. I had a boss at this job. Like, I was working at a lunch place. It wasn't Subway, but it was like, we would make sandwiches to order.
Yeah.
And, so we
was it Quiznos? I gotta ask.
It wasn't that either, but I promise. But it was like, we had a lot of prepping to do, but she would like yell at me for like, I was like cutting an apple or something. And she was like, I was doing it on the table. She's like, no, it's quicker if you do it like this. And I'm like,
yes.
That's like the opposite though. Like that's actually, you're not supposed to do that. I'm like, you could cut yourself. She wanted me to cut in my hand towards me. And
that's wrong.
And I was like, also because I didn't have those muscles in my hand. And I'm like, I'm going to hurt myself. Like, anyway.
Oh, that's like brings back so many memories of being trained at a job and like someone who's been there a long time. They're like, typically we do it like this, but this is how I do it. And they like bust out some way of like pulling the espresso shot. And you're like, I don't know. I have no reference for this. And you're like, they're like trying to like guide your hands in their like specific way. That was always the worst. I was always so bad at doing any type of like physical thing. It would always be like, they're like, this is so easy, like anyone could do it. I'm like, I'm gonna fail immediately at this task.
Yeah, totally.
It took me like so long to learn it.
Yeah, like literally, like we had to like scoop like soup out of these huge pots, and the girl was like, why are you holding the ladle like that? And I'm like, I don't know.
I'm not a ladle professional.
Yeah.
I didn't go to school for ladles.
Yeah. I didn't know there's a wrong way to hold a ladle. God. Yeah. Well, okay. Let's segue into pop culture a little bit. I was just watching the Selling Sunset reunion. Did you get into that show at all?
Okay, I watched the first season, and then I haven't watched the like any. How many more seasons are there?
They just did season 5.
They did 5? Oh my! I thought there were like one or two.
But like the episodes are 30 minutes, and they shoot them all. There's 2 seasons come out in a year.
Right. Okay.
So it's like, you know, there's like 8 episodes a season. They're only 30 minutes long. So it's really, it doesn't feel like that long. Like seasons 4 and 5 came out like back to back and had back to back storylines.
Right. Okay. So maybe I did watch more than I thought because I watched it in 2020, like 2020. I remember, and I really thought it was like the best. And then I just didn't, I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'll just forget about a show or be like, I got to watch that. It just never.
I do that completely. Yeah. I was just thinking about that with like the way streaming is, and then like they'll just like release the whole season a year later, and you're just kind of like, oh yeah, that show, I liked it, but you don't really remember.
Yeah, you're like, who are these people again?
Yeah, because also there was so much, you've already gotten invested into 6 other shows since you've watched.
Yes.
I was just thinking about how in the old days, we would like, you would watch a show every week during like, you know, September to June. And then in the summer, there just wasn't shows.
Oh my God. That's so true. And you'd be so bored. You'd be like, I guess I'm watching Wipeout reruns.
Yeah, like that was watch like weird game shows or whatever they fed you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. The concept of summer TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's just shows all the time now.
Yeah. I've been watching Mad Men for the first time. I never watched it. But it's taking me so long. And I feel like it's just a show that's not... I'm not a big binger. Like, I watch a lot of stuff, but I don't... For whatever reason, I just... I I don't know, like my attention span or something. I'll just like move on to the next thing. Like, but Mad Men especially feels like a hard. I really love the show, but it's like hard to like really make a dent in it for me. Like, I feel like I watch one episode and I'm like, I gotta sit with that a while. Like, yeah. it's very like dense and like it. Yeah, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I have had a similar experience. I watched 6 Feet Under.
Oh yeah,
the first time.
Yeah,
it's like this is heavy.
And yeah, it feels like they're kind of written in a different way than like than shows are now for whatever reason. Like, I've noticed with Mad Men, there's like a lot of silence and like a lot of things are just unsaid. And it's like, yeah, it's just interesting. It's cool, but yeah, I'm like,
yeah,
I've been watching it for a year and I'm only, I guess I'm on 3. Okay. But like watching it, I don't know. I feel like I'm like, typically I'd be like done the show. You know what I mean? In a year.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to get it together.
God, you're such a slow TV watcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mad Men is one of those that I know everyone says is so good, but I've just never, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, maybe one day I'll watch it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. It's like, I don't know. You don't have to watch it.
Thank you.
I'm not going to be like, this is required. You haven't seen it.
Well, yeah, there's a bunch like that. I've talked about this before where it's like, I think it was at the time of like Breaking Bad too, where it's like, let's just watch these like bad men be bad.
Yes.
And I'm just like, I don't like that.
Yes.
What if I want them to be nice?
Yes. Actually, a few friends of mine have like a meme account on Instagram that's, Mad Men, but nice, I think it's called. Oh, and funny. They like take popular quotes from the show and they just like like make it look like it's the actual captions, but it'll just be stuff like, you can take like an extra 30 minutes on your lunch break. It's like Dawn saying that. It's just like nice things.
Okay,
it's,
I like that.
Really funny.
We're taking a quick aha break.
Yeah, I know. It was funny. I was like, saw you reach for yours, and I was like, kind of want to sip on my drink right now.
Yeah, the table is just like really far away. We didn't, like I said, every time it's a new setup.
I did. I had the forethought to crack it before.
Yeah.
Which was like, I feel like that's always so awkward on a podcast or something when you're like, oh, I got to like try to crack this drink. And then somehow you're like, like, I'm like, I've lost the ability to crack a drink now. And it's like, comes out so loud.
Oh yeah.
It's going to start fizzing.
Do you ever like take a can into a movie theater and you like try and wait for like a loud moment?
Yes.
Even though like no one's going to say, no one's going to like pop up and be like, is that a drink from outside? Like,
yeah, totally. I love taking beers or whatever into, that's like in the movie theater. It's one of my favorite things to do, but I'm always like worried. Am I worried this teenager is gonna like call the police? Like, what is like, what would be the worst that would happen? I'm pretty sure they wouldn't even like kick you out.
No, I worked at a movie theater and like we had found liquor in people's bags. We've checked backpacks and stuff, but all we would do is be like, we're just gonna put this in the back until you come out of your movie.
Yeah.
Like, pretty chill.
Yeah.
So many times we just wouldn't check bags and then you'd be cleaning the theater later and you'd find a ton of cans or.
Oh, that's the word. I always make sure to throw it out.
That's
because I'm
good.
Like, I'm not going to add like extra mess that I brought in from outside.
Yeah. I think the worst was always like lady movies, like Sex in the City movie, like you would find like wine bottles and like all kinds of shit and you'd be like, what? Like,
that's funny. My mom actually, it was like when the first Sex in the City movie came out, it was her birthday around the time and her friends like rented out the whole theater to watch it. And I remember they like partied really hard in this like theater or something. Yeah,
it was like a big deal.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. It's like, it's always like moms who like never really have a night out.
And yes.
So like they're always the ones who make like the biggest mess at the theater.
Yeah.
They're like, woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Selling Sunset, anything else that's been on the docket for you?
Okay. Last night, I'm like, do I? Last night, I started rewatching Pretty Little Liars.
Oh my God.
Did you ever watch that show?
Yes. Me and my like comedy partner, Graham, we got really into writing or not watching Pretty Little Liars, but then we were like, we're going to we were tricking ourselves into thinking it was helping us come up with ideas, which like it sort of did, but like I feel like we would watch it for like inspiration for some reason. We just really wanted to watch this show. Yeah. We were sort of like, let's write, come over to write. And like, we'll just like take down a couple episodes of Pretty Little Liars first.
Right. Well, I get that because it is like, it is so crazy.
Yeah.
And like stupid that like, yeah, you would kind of come up with ideas. You're like, oh, but yeah, it's addicting. And I watched it like originally a few years ago. And then last night I was like, saw it on Netflix and I watched the first two episodes and it's already off the rails.
Yeah.
Like right away, like, cause their friend, like who goes missing, she like, it's a year later and they find out she's dead. They find her body and then they start getting these text messages from her. But then like the detective is like terrorizing them. He's like, you four best friends of this, I'm gonna get you. And it's just like, I don't think a detective would ever like follow these girls to their school or be like waiting at the parking lot being like,
yes,
I see you. He's like bullying them. And I'm like, this is so crazy.
Don't you have like actual elements of your job you need to like, yeah, complete? Like you just are gonna hang out with these teenagers?
Yeah.
That is so weird.
It's really funny. So I'm excited to, I don't know how far I'll get, but I'm already loving it.
Yeah, that show is particularly wild. I think it also has like some really problematic elements with like the whole like teacher-student relation. Like I felt
right
like
away, right away that happens and you're like, oh no.
I remember it was like they almost were borderline endorsing it in this weird way. Like it wasn't even like, oh, this is like just a story they were telling. It was almost like, no, this is like, I don't know. I was like, man, I feel like this is, I rarely would say it's like sending the wrong message, but I really felt like it was like
kind of.
It was bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I was like, when did this come out? 2010? I'm like, didn't we know that?
Yeah,
this was not okay in 2010.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that show's wild.
Yeah, what are you into right now? Or like, have you like watched any new movies?
Well, I went and saw. I think the like last like new movie I saw was Everything Everywhere All at Once. I went and saw that. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm dying to.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It was so hyped up. Like, I feel like I just saw it this week and it's been out for a while. So,
yeah,
I was a bit like, I enjoyed it. I feel like I liked it. That's okay. It was just like the comedy in it was a bit like, not for me. Okay. And the theater was like loving it, like laughing harder than I've ever. I haven't been in a theater that for like a comedy movie, I feel like, in a really long time. And I was just like, whoa, these people are loving this, these jokes.
That's weird.
And it's very like kind of like Marvel humor, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I feel like. I just went and saw the Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I was laughing. I went to see it with Randy and I feel like we were laughing a lot, but no one else in the theater.
Yeah.
Was. I thought that was it's a really good movie.
Okay. I really want to really see fun. That. Yeah.
Yeah. And Pedro Pascal, I didn't really know. I knew of him because he's in like The Mandalorian, but I'm like this performance. I'm like, he's a star.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm excited to see that one.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I haven't seen Everything Everywhere All the Time.
It was good. Don't let me just say, I feel like I'm shit talking it, but it was like,
I
it was,
know
yeah.
Mean when a movie's hyped up that much, because everyone's literally saying it's the best thing of, like in years.
People
and
were
I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
People were like that with Parasite, and Parasite was awesome. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So, but I'm like, I don't know.
Yes.
Every couple years, people like hype up something to an extreme, and you're like, I'm nervous to see it.
Yes. Do you use Letterboxd?
No.
You ever go on that? People, so I was reading some of the reviews for it, like before I saw it, just like because they like pop up on your like feed, I guess. Mm-hmm. And people were literally being like, this is my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, wow.
Like just about that movie. So it was like, I went in with like really high expectations, which. It was good. It was really good, actually. Like, there was a lot of I liked about it, but
I feel like you can't say that about a movie you just saw.
I know.
You have to, like, any movie that's come out in the last, like, 2-3 years, it doesn't count as your favorite.
No, because it's, like, you need to, I feel like if it's your favorite movie, okay, wait, do you have an answer for when people ask you this question? It doesn't have to be like the one or
I have a few answers, but usually I say Almost Famous.
Oh yes, that movie's great. Yes, I really like that movie.
Do you have an answer for that?
I typically say The Master. Have you seen the one, the PTA movie? Yeah. Because I was going to say, like, I feel like for it to be like a favorite movie, you have to at least seen it like 5 or 6 times.
Exactly.
Right? Like, it can't be like something you saw like one, took down once.
Yeah. Like, unless, like, sure, if you saw something in theaters like 2 or 3 times, like, okay, I'll accept that. Like,
yes.
That you loved it that much. But,
you paid like $64 total. Yeah. It should be based on money, actually. Like, how many times have you rented it?
Yes. How much have you invested into this movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen any like recent movies more than once in theaters?
Ooh, I don't think so. Not since like the pandemic. I don't think I've seen it twice.
But like, okay, even like. Like, what's the last movie you remember seeing, like, twice in theaters? Like, have you done that?
I definitely have done that. It might have been Parasite, actually. But I think, like, that, does this count? I saw it at VIFF, like, the film festival. And then I saw it in it. So it was, like, a big gap in between. I haven't done the thing where it's, like, go back, like, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Like, Friday night, let's do it again.
I have done that because I did that with A Star Is Born.
Oh, okay. That's fun.
And I saw it, I think, with Randy again. And then my brother wanted to see it. And
yes.
I was like, we were picking a movie to go see. And I was like, oh, I've already seen that. But I would go again.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was probably.
Tell me something. I really just wanted to. Is it cool if I sing for like a few minutes?
Oh, yeah.
A cappella? That movie really took the theatrical, like, theater-going audience by storm, I feel. I feel like everyone went to sign in theaters.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Because, like, I think it appealed to, like, the older crowd, but also Lady Gaga, you know, the gays, the younger crowd.
Yes.
Yeah. And, I did love it.
Yeah, it was good.
I listened to the soundtrack a lot.
Yeah. The soundtrack is good. It's really, Jackson Maine. I remember they were selling like Jackson Maine merch. Like, like merch that's like A Star Is Born, but like with like fake tour dates on the back. Did you see this?
I didn't see that, but I love that kind of merch.
Yes.
That kind of like inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you could just be like, oh, yeah, I love. It's funny to be a fan of, like, Jackson Maine. Like, I don't love Star Wars, but I, like, love Jackson Maine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
His music.
I'm a fan of Jackson Maine. I like Allie.
Yeah, yes. But, I mean,
you know I'm in a sad mood when I'm listening to Jackson Maine.
Yes. And that's all the music I have on Spotify. Yeah. That's so funny. I feel like, what was I going to say? Oh, I forget now.
That's okay.
Do you have any music you've been listening to?
I feel like not really like new music.
Yeah.
What have I? Oh, okay. I'm into like, used to be really into musical theater.
Okay. Yes.
And I just watched this documentary on Spring Awakening, which was the musical that gave like Lea Michele her big break on Broadway.
Yes.
And a bunch of other actors. Anyways, so I didn't really know much about it. I watched this documentary, and now I've been listening to the Spring Awakening soundtrack.
Okay, cool.
Do you like musicals?
I like them, but I just am kind of like, I don't know much about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That's fine. Yeah. I'll accept that.
You're not going to like force me to leave or anything.
No. I feel like I used to be like really into musical theater, obviously like in high school, and I've sort of like... I feel like I've been ashamed of that part of me in recent years. So I've been trying to just like slowly get back into it. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a theater nerd.
Yeah, totally. And I feel like that's such like a, in like comedy right now, I feel like all the people that are like really popping off are really like into, you can tell they did like musical theater. You know what
true.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like Kat Cohen and stuff.
Oh,
it's all kind of
that. Yeah.
That kind of style. So yeah, I feel like it's like coming back in this cool way.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Honestly, okay, so like lately I've just been putting on this one playlist, which is, it's funny that it's, that we were just talking about Jackson Maine, because it's it's called, it's a place called like Nashville Sound, and it's just like a bunch of old country music.
Okay.
Which I've been kind of, yeah, I feel like I just like moved and like I've just been playing music around the house, and I've kind of, I don't know, I feel like whenever I move, I like, it's like this weird like reset, and I'm like, who am I? I don't know what my like,
yeah,
I'm, yeah, and so I've been listening to all this old country music, and it's like really good, and nice. It's really just kind of like peaceful and like, yeah, relaxing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like who's on it?
Okay.
Like Dolly?
Dolly's on it.
Okay.
It's people like, it's like a bunch of like, it's like Don Gibson.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know any of these.
Like Ray Price. Okay. I was, okay. And then I like this one guy, Charlie Rich.
Oh, it's, that's a great
all,
name.
Yeah. They all have great names.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then, yeah, what else have I been listening to? I don't know. I guess
I haven't really, like, I do, I always like want to appreciate that genre, that like old country classics, because I feel like, because you know when people, a lot of people hate on country music, and it's always like, it's like the current stuff, if you put, if you, yes, turn on the country music radio station in Vancouver, it's like just a guy singing about his truck, and it's like, that's not what country music has to be.
Yes. Yeah. And that's always, people say, they're like, I like all music besides country and rap.
Yeah.
It's
all, oh my
god, that was like the go-to. And I'm like,
rap,
funnily enough, I'm like, I think I like just country and rap.
Yeah. Old Town Road, best, hey, song of all, yeah, time.
Yeah. There was that other one that came out around the time of Old Town. Oh, what was it called? It was like,
like a country rap song?
Do, 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 do. It was like almost like, it was like telling you to do this dance. I got into that one.
I don't remember.
It was something, it was something called the something slide.
The Toosie slide?
No, but it was like, maybe it wasn't slide. Maybe I'm, I don't know. This is some of the worst.
No, this is Drake.
Yeah. It's Drake. That's who it was.
Is that a country song? That's like a, just reminds me, you know, like in 2020 when we were all locked down, when everyone downloaded TikTok, just there's certain songs that are like that era to me.
Yes. Yeah.
The TikTok dance era.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Do you experience this where it's like, I feel like with the new Harry Styles song, I like, now I'm learning songs through TikTok.
Yes.
I go to listen to the song and I'm like, oh, I wish it was this one part the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it doesn't get to that part that's like the TikTok part until like way later in the song. And I'm like,
yeah,
oh, I wish that part was a bigger part of the song.
I just had that with the Lizzo song that's, yeah, going on right now. Because, yeah, the TikTok sounds like, in a minute, I'm a Nina Cinnamon. And that's only like 10 seconds. And then the rest of the time she's like singing, not really rapping. And I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so interesting. Do you think that they're making, I remember Olivia Rodrigo had a part, I was listening to some interview with her, and she was like, oh, I wrote this part specifically, and I think it was Driver's License, to like, for people to do, to be like clipped for TikTok.
Wow.
Or something. And I'm like, you think that's what these people are doing, or do you think it's organic?
I don't know. I feel like maybe some people are doing it. I hope for the most part it's organic, like,
yeah,
because also you can't really predict it, like,
no, it's like like, yeah.
Right, like you could be like, oh, I'm gonna write this part for TikTok, but then it won't take off, and then,
yeah,
it's like, okay, what was the point of that,
like, yes. Just a 15 second song.
Yeah. I've heard people accusing celebrities of doing that with like just like sound bites.
Yes.
Like when Hailey Bieber, she put a video of herself being like, just leave me alone. And then I was like, oh, I like that. Good for her. But then I saw all of these comments being just like, she's just did that for the soundbite, and now it's a popular trending sound. And I'm like, what does that get her?
Yeah, that's so interesting. Did you hear about the Gale? You know that artist Gale?
Yes.
Did you hear about that story?
ABCD.
Yeah.
Yes.
A, B.
Also,
yeah. All songs are like that now. There's literally a song that's like, twinkle, twinkle, little bitch. Have you heard that song?
What? No, it's someone, I thought you were making that up.
No, it's literally, that's a song, and it's like that same style as the Gale one. And oh, it's like, anyways, but did you see how like she wrote that ABCDFU song based off a TikTok comment? Someone was like, she's like, give me a prompt to write a song. And someone was like, the alphabet.
Yeah.
And then they found out that like the person who wrote the alphabet was like an Atlantic Records like marketing person had commented that, and the whole thing was like orchestrated. And I was like,
yeah,
geez, why can't you just like put out a song? Does it have to be this like fake story to it? Or like,
yeah, like I know.
This is me railing against a very like old man. Why can't we just have, I listen to country music. It's like the pure stuff, you know, yeah. Like when people actually wrote songs.
They wrote songs just for the heck of it.
Yeah, no, none of this TikTok stuff.
Oh my God.
No, I love, I don't know. Yeah, you're on TikTok and like, I really like TikTok. I feel like people give it such a bad rep.
Totally. I mean, there are aspects of it. Like, I think if you sign on for the first time and you just see the dancing and you're like, yeah, I hate this. What is this? But I don't see any of that on my For You page. Like,
no.
Because I'm on it so much.
Yeah.
It knows me.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it can be. It's like fun. And I don't know. I like that people like interact with other people's comments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like a platform. It's like when people are like, oh, TikTok is cringe, or like TikTok's for like kids. I'm like, yeah, like so is Instagram, and you're on Instagram. Like what you, like there's tons of like,
yeah,
I don't know, it's just like a platform.
Yeah,
I don't know, I always struggle with that. I love like, because I also just feel like for like comedy or just whatever you want to put out, it's like so awesome, it's so accessible, like anyone anywhere can just like put their stuff out and get recognized. But at the same time, I'm always like, well, then you are like relying, I go back and forth because I'm like, that's awesome, but then it's like, it sucks that we're relying on these like algorithms and like me, I'm like,
yes,
but like, you know what I mean, like these like corporations too. So I don't know exactly how I feel about it, but generally I'm like oh. I love social media. I think it's like so great for like anyone, any sort of person that's pursuing like the creative arts. It's like, yeah, amazing. Like, yeah,
I agree. I'm like always so conflicted. I think that, and then I'm always like, we should all just delete all of it.
Yeah. Well, because it's hard for like us where it's like we have to like put our stuff out there, but then that means you have to be on like social media more, and it's like I want to be getting off this less, but then I feel like I need to like go on more because we're trying, you know, we're trying to put our stuff out there. So it's like,
yeah
it's hard balance,
like scrolling more or just like looking at like comments or like waiting to see who liked it.
Yeah,
like, oh, I just wish I could just post something and then just like leave.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, let's go more into like nostalgia stuff.
Yes.
Like what kind of music did you listen to growing up? Or
yeah.
who were you into?
I was really into like, well, I got into like pop punk stuff, like Green Day and like Sum 41. I was so into that stuff. And that was my first concert, actually, Sum 41 and Finger 11. Which, like, do you remember Finger 11?
Yeah.
They had, like, that one song. Are they two
Paralyzed?
Songs? Paralyzed? Yeah, Paralyzed. And they also had that one that's like, if I traded it, oh.
Oh, okay, yes. Love a rock ballad.
Yes. So I was into that stuff. And then I kind of, like, got into, like, more emo, like, My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy. I was huge into Fall Out Boy.
Oh, nice.
And I had like big swoopy hair that I would put over my one eye.
Yeah, that was the trend. That was it.
Yeah. So I loved that. Yeah.
Oh, Fall Out Boy was really good. I feel like, because there was like, I wasn't into like really like kind of dark emo stuff. So Fall Out Boy was more of like the fun side.
Yes.
And I was like super into that. Like Sugar We're Going Down is a really good song. Like to this day, I'll hear that and I get pumped. I'm like,
yeah.
Down.
It's so good. I listen to that music when I work out now, because it's like nice. So, it's like energetic, but also, I don't know. It's like I know all the words and.
Yeah. That's how I feel most of the time. I'm like, I just want to listen to music that I know the words to.
Yes.
That I can sing along. Did you ever like, I used to just like look up lyrics to songs, and I'd just sit there on my computer, like memorizing lyrics to songs.
Absolutely. I would totally do that. I would go to this website, songmeanings.net. Do you remember this? It was like this website that had the lyrics, but it also had like comments. It was like, it's a free form discussion of like people just talking about what they think the song means. So I'd read those a lot, and I was like, damn, I'm really like
so deep.
Getting into the brains. But I feel like all the lyrics were like wrong on those sites, especially for bands like Fall Out Boy, where they're like, "Who messes with mine?" It's like, what are you saying?
Like, so true.
Missing it, I'm in it to end up a guitar. It's like, yeah.
All of their song titles were like 10 words long.
Yes.
And like, what does this mean?
And that was the thing. And I played in a band. I made this band in like grade 6. It's crazy to be like, I was in a band in grade 6.
Love that.
It's like, what? And her name, I think we actually had a name that really fit with those bands. Our name was Lovers on Trial. Which I was like, that was actually a decent name. No idea where that came from.
In grade six.
I don't even know if I knew trial and lovers. Two things I had little to no experience even knowing what those words meant. But it sounded cool. And then I would write song titles that were like trying to be like the Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco song titles. But we would kind of write songs. I don't know, but I would write the lyrics and like write the song titles.
What did you play an instrument or did you sing?
Yeah, well, I played the drums and like then I would kind of like either sing. I think like my friends, to be honest, I didn't really get off the ground vibes, but and then I played drums. Drums was my instrument, and then I like played drums throughout bands in high school that were like slightly more established. We at least had songs. We didn't and practiced a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. There was a band when I was in elementary school, like these boys in my grade 6 class that I think they only just played AC/DC covers.
Yes. Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah. And they like, yeah, they played at, I don't know, an assembly one year. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like, cool. We're going to have this kid sing Back in Black.
Yes. Please get out here and sing Back in Black. Yeah. We need that before we start the assembly and we give out the academic excellence awards.
Yeah.
We need some kid to play Back in Black. We don't know who yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny. I'm like, yeah, we played at assemblies too. And I was like, where did that? Did we ask to play the assembly? Did we like go to the principal and be like, what gigs you got? Like, yeah. And they're like, these are the dates. Like, yeah. We'll book you. Because I'm like, how did that happen that we just showed up at an assembly and played?
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, I love that, like, the school, like, gives you, like, an opportunity, I guess. But who approached who?
Yeah.
Did a mom set it up? Did someone have a stage mom?
Yeah, that's true. I remember, like, the times that we did practice, my parents were like, you have 2 hours max. Like, it was like,
right.
It'd be like so loud in the basement.
God. Yeah, that is like, I guess as a parent, that would be crazy.
Like, yeah, you're like, we support you, but you're being very loud.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Do you play any musical instruments?
I played piano. I took piano lessons growing up for quite a while. And so like every year our school would have a talent show. And I always like wanted to like sing Christina Aguilera, but I was like way too afraid, so I would just play like Beethoven.
Well, that's cool too.
It is cool. Now I think about it, I'm like, yeah, like I was like pretty decent at piano, but I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking. Like, yeah.
Oh yeah, and then like just to play in front of people. I still, because I have this keyboard now, and it's just behind you. but I bought it during the pandemic, so I hadn't played for years, and I was still living with a roommate at the time. And like I was just like, so every time she was around, she'd be like, "You never play your keyboard." I'm like, "I just can't play this when you're here."
Sit down and watch me play.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like just me figuring out all these songs I used to know. It's like,
oh yeah.
Like, and I try and play pop songs because I have these like song books. It's like, it's Baby One More Time. And in my head, I can hear the song. So I'm like jamming, but it just sounds like bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Like, it just sounds really bad.
Yeah. It's funny whenever you like distill those songs, you're like, this is the piano part. But like really that song, there's like, It's like dun dun dun. But then there's so much. There's like the drum beat. There's like the wah wah bass. Yeah. There's like so much else going on. And you're like dun dun dun.
Yeah.
Wait a while for the next piano part. Dun dun dun.
Yeah.
I love your DVD collection.
Oh, thank you.
I don't have a DVD or Blu-ray player, but I really want to get one.
I like it. And especially like during the pandemic, like, and like not everything's on streaming all the time. You know?
I know. Well, I'm looking at the Josie. I just watched Josie and the Pussycats like a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
For the first time. I loved it. It was really funny.
So funny, right? At the time, it was like maligned, like, you know, because critics, they were like, oh, it's a movie for little girls. And I'm like, they just didn't get it.
Yeah, it's so fun. It was filmed in Vancouver, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really like, it was interesting to see what they used to, because I was like, oh, this is Carisdale, I think at one point. I was like, oh, this is cool. I love like piecing together.
Yeah.
Going, finding the map. Like, do you ever do that where you're like, filming locations, you're like, okay, and she's the man, they're like in Burnaby for this one, you know. I love doing that stuff.
I haven't done that with Josie and the Pussycats. I should watch it again and pay more attention.
It's fun. It's because I know that they did, like, because I remember there was this big, like, oh, was it like HMV, or like there was also like a there was like a store that I would come to growing up on Robson, pretty close to here. Oh, sorry to
Oh my god.
It's a massive street. But I was like, oh, that's so nostalgic that they filmed there. I remember that place.
Oh, nice. That's what I miss, like just walking around like an HMV or something. Yeah. I would just like looking at CDs and DVDs, not even buying anything.
Yeah.
So chill.
So chill. Walking around the video store, spending hours thinking what you're gonna rent.
What kind of like movies were you into at that time? Did you have like a favorite movie?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, I was really into around that time. I feel like I got into SNL, but like specifically, I liked all of SNL, but I really liked The Lonely Island because that's when they were doing their stuff. And then I got really into Hot Rod. That was kind of my go-to favorite movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, which is good. I watched it like maybe a year ago and it's still really funny.
Yeah, it's so like just ridiculous, stupid fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's funny too because I remember like watching it as a kid and like certain parts were obviously are funny to kids. But then there's like so much that I just went over my head or like glossed over, and I was like, what was I getting out of this? It almost was like, it was like I liked Andy Samberg, and so I was just like, I'm willing to go on this journey with you, like you do anything and I'll be laughing along with it. I don't have to understand the reference or why it's funny or like anything. I'm just like, get it. And it's like the way he acts in that movie is really like, it's like childish in a way. So I feel like when you're a kid, you're like, this is so funny, like it's so like
You don't know exactly why he's like punch dancing, but you're like, it's hilarious.
That part of the movie like blew my mind. I remember, I'm like, this is actually genius.
This is gonna win an Academy Award.
Yes.
I saw that movie actually. I was working at the theater when I was like 16, and I remember that's a movie I saw more than once because I was like saw it, and then I had to show all my friends, so I like kept bringing different friends. I'm like, you have to see this.
Yeah. Oh, and that was also filmed here. And I know someone who is one of the kids at the beginning, you know, when he's like doing the on the bike and the kids are like unimpressed.
Yeah.
He's one of the kids there, one of the extras.
Nice. Like,
it'd be a cool story. For that person who I don't really know that well. I'm like, you're cool, man.
You've made it.
Yeah.
Totally. I still am like, even though, like, I feel like we live in Vancouver, we know lots of people who are actors, but I'm still, like, if I know someone who was even in the background or something, I'm like, that's awesome.
Yes. Well, that's so cool. It's always cool when you watch someone get a part that's, like, even my friend Argy. Do you know Argy?
I don't think so.
She does improv. And I was watching the movie Fresh. Have you seen that one?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
It's like a horror movie. It's like,
yeah, I don't really watch horror movies. Yeah. So
it's interesting, but it's like, it was filmed here. And then like there's like, she has this really small part. Well, I don't, okay, sorry. Sorry, Argy. I don't mean to say it's really small, but it like, she plays someone who's working in a grocery store, mm-hmm. but like it cuts to her for like a second, like just as like they're walking in, yeah. and she gives this like, she's like chewing gum and she gives this, the person like this like kind of like sassy look. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this role is like so perfect for Argy. Like you were in it for a second, but it was like, you were hilarious and it's like, you totally stole the show. And I was like, that's Argy and you're being so funny yes. with like so little, like just being a little small part. I was like, that's awesome. Like, I don't yeah. know. It's just cool. It's cool to... Yeah, I don't really know what my point was, but I was like, I just got so excited. I was like, that's amazing that you got this opportunity. It's so cool.
Yeah, because like a part like that, yeah, like it seems really small, but it's like, even if the audience doesn't really like notice it, it's like, it's important.
Totally. And it's like, the thing is, it's supposed to be like this weird, like, it's kind of like the part of the movie where you're like, oh, something has to go down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a horror movie where it's like, it's been a bit and it's like, they're kind of ramping up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then... they go into this grocery store and it's like things are just feel a little bit off and it's like, yeah, it's like, oh wow, you perfectly matched that vibe. I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah, nice. Did you have like a job as a teenager? What was your first job?
Well, my first ever job was, I was a basketball ref, which is like, which is like really bizarre. My sister is like, plays university level basketball. I was like very, very into basketball and I did too, but I never really like stuck with it. But yeah. I don't know why I got that job. It was like, I hated doing it. I wasn't like assertive, I guess, enough to like blow the whistle. Like I was always so scared of blowing the whistle and like making the wrong call. And her parents would get mad at me and I was like, I don't want to be here. I want to be at home. I hate this so much.
Oh my God. Yeah. I can just picture like you. Yeah. Like that doesn't suit you.
No.
Was it little kids?
Yes.
You
yeah.
just be like, hey guys. Like.
Yeah. Please. Please. Can we just.
Oh my God.
And I would have to like throw the ball up at the start. And I remember so many times I would like throw the ball up and it would like, wouldn't be like even going up. It would like go to like one side and they'd be like, you just gave it to the other team. I'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm tired. I just had school all day and I'm coming here. And I remember I was like, it was like my first taste of working. Maybe it was Fridays and Saturdays, but like you wouldn't work that long, right? Cause like a basketball game is not that long. And it's like, yeah. you'd do like two or three of them mm-hmm. a night. And like, I would be so depressed all day at school. If I knew I had to go and do this job, I would just literally be like, my life sucks.
Oh, no.
I'm getting a little bit of disposable income, but my life is the worst.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's so funny. Like,
it was like, yeah. I just remember being like, I hate that I have to do this. And then eventually I did quit that job and then,
yeah.
Yeah. Moved right along.
Ew, that's, yeah. Wow. Did your parents make you do it or you just kind of like?
I think my parents wanted me to, yeah. Right. They were like, Yeah, they're like, you need to do something. Something. You need to do something with your life.
Yeah.
Become a professional basketball ref.
That's so random. God.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Yeah.
What was your first job?
I worked at Dairy Queen.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was okay. It was when I was like 13.
Oh, wow.
I really wanted to work for some reason. Cause like I didn't like get an allowance or anything, and I think I just wanted to be able to like spend my own money, and,
yeah,
like buy DVDs,
yeah,
So I was 13, but like there was like a law in BC that if you hadn't worked 500 hours, they could pay you training wage, which was $6 an hour. So I was working at Dairy Queen for $6 an hour.
You were being exploited.
I was being exploited.
$6 an hour. That's like you couldn't even like. $6 an hour. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at the time, minimum wage was $8.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And they did bump me up. I think after 2 months, they're like, you're doing a good job. We'll bump you up to $8.
What was your like go-to order?
Oh, like for myself? I loved a cookie dough blizzard.
Yeah.
And actually on my break every day, I got chicken strips.
Oh, that's the best.
But I still had to pay. I only got 25% off.
25? When companies do that, I'm like, just say no discount. It's almost like weirdly more insulting when it's like, okay, this is like covering the tax, I guess. Like,
yeah.
That's Dairy Queen. Come on, treat your workers better.
Oh yeah. I didn't last there for very long. And I was like so afraid. I remember like them being like so serious about like stealing and whatever. And you can't even eat a French fry. You'll get fired. And then like one day I was in like the walk-in freezer getting like the candy for the blizzards. And there was like a bag of like crushed up peanut butter cups, but there was a full peanut butter cup in it. And I was like in the freezer and I like shoved it in my mouth. I was like so afraid someone would catch me.
Yes. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Working as a teenager, like I think that young is maybe a little much, but like I liked having a job while I was in high school. Like, I don't know.
I remember I worked at a couple. Well, I worked at a cherry farm, which was like insane. But it like was one of those things where it's like it was only operated during the summer or like whatever the season, whenever that was, which overlap was summer. But it was and then I wasn't like actually picking the cherries, but I was like called the swamper, which is like basically because I had to like trek through like the mud and load all these buckets of cherries that they picked onto like a truck essentially. So it's just like a very like repetitive job.
Yeah.
Which actually that was kind of fun in a way because I remember you could just like listen to whatever you wanted and stuff. And
yeah. That seems cool.
Yeah. It was a cool job.
Yeah.
And then I worked at
summer job.
Yeah. It was very much like it's like what they describe in a movie as like your summer job. It's like, I'm working on a farm,
that's
a cherry farm.
That's your coming of age movie.
Totally. Yeah. But then I worked at Bang On, which was like a sweet job. Yeah. Which is like custom t-shirt making.
Does that place still exist?
I don't might still exist. I definitely know the one that I worked at closed.
Yeah.
I grew up in Kelowna, so it was that one. Yeah.
I feel like now it's like, is that just something you can do online? Just get custom t-shirts?
Yeah, totally. And it was like, and it was also like, it was a weird setup because it was like, a lot of it wasn't even like bringing in your own designs. It was like, they had like these like,
it was
this book, but it was kind of like, it was a book of like designs and like funny sayings, I guess. And then I guess you could pick the color of t-shirt, but it was kind of like, I don't know.
I bought a t-shirt from Bang On that said, never trust a redhead. I'm like, I wasn't a redhead. I just like thought it's funny to dunk on redheads.
Yes. Totally. That was the era of like, we're just gonna put, it's just random shit. Which I feel like it's funny because it's like, now I feel like it's like now there's like the vintage t-shirt thing, which is kind of like a different version of that where it's like, oh, I found this like old school. Well, you're kind of, like you were wearing
Flintstones. Oh, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
This McDonald's
which is like,
Flintstones.
Which is like, that's awesome. That's like a sweet, cool t-shirt, but it's like, oh, it's cool because it's like, yeah, we have this.
It's random.
You know, it's random. It's like got like a story. Yeah. It's cool.
I do like, I don't have any, but like vintage t-shirts that are like, I don't know, like beach bum Mexico.
Yes. Like, yeah.
It's not cool if you buy one from Mexico right now, but it's cool if you find an old one.
Totally. I have a few like souvenir t-shirts.
Yeah,
like that.
Souvenir shirts. Those are always fun.
Well, it's nice because like the cotton is like so like worn in. It's so comfy. It's like that's my favorite type. I just when I go to a thrift store or whatever, I'll like flip through and try to feel for like that type of material because I'm like, ooh, that's gonna be a comfortable shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I'm always searching for. Like I remember just like used to just sleep in like my dad's old t-shirts like when I was a kid and I'm like those were the best.
Some good stuff.
Okay, I feel like we have reached near the end, but I want to end with asking a question to the Magic 8 Ball.
Okay,
do you want to ask a question first or should I
ask away?
Okay, let me. I never prepare for this. Okay, let me see. Am I going to be in a band one day? I don't know. Reply hazy, try again.
Oh, wow.
That's very. I'll let you go.
Okay, wait. What do I do with this again?
So you just ask any yes or no question. Don't shake it too hard because like it's like bubbly, so then it might cover the answer.
Okay, and then I just kind of shake it.
Just kind of shake it.
Okay, wait, I got it. All right. Am I gonna return to being a basketball ref?
Oh my god. I feel like, do we want this?
My reply is no.
Good, right?
I love that. Okay, good. Well, who knows? Maybe, what if I was like, Magic 8 Ball, I wanted to go back and do it.
Right. You wanted to prove that you can now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll ask one more time. Am I going to be a pop star? Let's go further.
Yes.
Concentrate and ask again.
Whoa.
Wow, it really doesn't want to tell me. Okay. I feel like I'm like, is this two people? Are they invested?
Everyone's like, ask again, ask again.
Am I gonna replace James Corden as the host of late show? Better not tell you now.
Oh wow, it's really giving you a lot of indecisive answers.
Yeah, really, giving me the gears today. I'm just gonna leave it. We'll never know. Tune in next time.
You'll know if Gina is the new host of the show. That's
yeah.
What we'll find out.
Yeah. Maybe I signed a contract and I'm not allowed to tell you.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways, do you have anything you wanna promote while you're here?
I have a podcast that I run with Run. It makes it sound like I'm like very operational.
Podcast ship.
I host it with Danica Tebow. It's called Forgive Us. You can find it wherever.
Yes.
Anywhere
in the world. Nice. Well, thank you so much for being here. This was so fun.
Thanks for having me. This is a good time.
For this podcast, you can subscribe and tell your friends and all that good stuff. And I don't know. Yeah, we'll see you next time. We love you. Bye.
See ya.